There is one prayer that never left my lips for 1 year that I did my youth service. Those days, I will pick apostles' messages. There are two. Every night that I pray, one of it is staying power. I found that men give up not because they want to, but because there is a capacity in them that cannot stand the test of time. Time proves everything. There is no need to say, I will make it, I cannot make it, this person can't. No. We will know. And the proof, the only way you are sure that at the finish line you will be there, is strength. I began to pray to God last week. I told him, I want to finish well. I want to finish well. Show me the secrets of finishing well. And I said, come, let me teach you. And he woke me up in the night and began to show me secret. One of them is this one. Because we do know. We do know when we started bed tanks, we are crying for strength, capacity. Every day we cry. Every day. It seems as if that is the only prayer point we are praying. Is it not true? It is now I'm beginning to understand why. Indeed, when men are saying there is a casting down, some are saying there is a, it's not, I know Kingsley will say it's a confession. You have not seen yourself in a certain condition. When you want to confess that, you will know it's not in your heart. And you know the power of confession is because it was first in your heart. Staying power, staying grace, carrying power. Many years after, it is true that God showed us mercy and granted us that. Satan is not impressed that you are doing. Bishop, I was there. A man that came before us told me that this thing I'm doing is 2 years. They will round up my own. They gave me 2 years. Some of you have read it. They gave me 2 years. Because when I cry, my tongue shouts in the night. They say, forget this tongue. 2 years. That's what we gave you. I wept before God night after night. Give me tarrying power. Tarrying grace. When others give up, let my strength be increased in that time. There is a place where men give up. And when men see you, they will say, ah, you tried. No, they will tell you, you tried. You tried does not offer us anything. The scripture testified about them that received the crown. He called them the overcomers. They were them that tarried till the reward came. Men will give up, bro. We are in a perilous time. And the demands that is upon us will not reduce. What I saw many years ago was a military cantonment. And the training that we are giving them, nobody survived it. Only them that is of a strong heart. I began to tell myself the truth on time. I need to be strong. I need to have the carrying power, the carrying grace, the carrying unction. Empower me. There is a strength that 1,000 men cannot carry, but 1 man can carry it. You can cry for it today. You can see your friends that finish school with you. When we were in campus, there were fellowship presidents that finished school with us. We can't see them now. They spoke in tongues with us, but they are fornicators now. They spoke in tongues with us, but they are adulterers now. They spoke in tongues with us, but they are in the world now. It is not because they want to be there. There is no tarrying power. There is no tarrying grace. Some ladies married and they forgot Jesus. Children, marriage, money took Jesus. It was not because they want to be there. There is no tarrying power. It is no confession. Something has to be molded inside of you. No wonder Paul said that we be strengthened with might, with might, with might. Somebody cry that I be strengthened with might in the inner man. Paraguata casuate parade. Give me to call.
pale tu asatata akatata kuata
chapter 24. Tababanda brata baba kai kai da baba sosa tabarana mahakombe sumanu barata hatakabai andebere tokopora tabahasa tambatia. The traffic of the last days will be the traffic of energy. The men that will survive are the men that generated the highest amount of energy. I'm telling you the secret God told me.
it keeps you on course. It keeps you consistent. It keeps you accurate. Open your scriptures, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Come and give perfect mic. Let him read for me. Susana Hambre. I kabota kambra da babahata. Zenemento kubra da bahata. Are you sure you will finish? Lay hold on strength. Read verse 10 for me. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. There is a day. You are not with me. There is a day. There is a day. The name of that day. What is the name of that day? No man can escape that day. As long as you are born on this earth, there is a day that is called the day of adversity. And it's not one day. Is a season. Is a season for you. Is a season for the church. Is a season for the world. It so happens that you participated in these three dimensions. And the scripture says that if you faint on that day, whose fault? God's fault? No, your pastor's fault? No. It is the fault of the Holy Spirit. He said, when you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is little. This scripture is trying to say, we know you have something. Nobody is disputing that you have something. Do you even know where we are going? You don't know. I want to know the people that know. Those days I was doing new service, I would be sick, I have no eating, appetite lost. I'll be crying. Give me tarrying power, tarrying grace, tarrying power. I say I'm sick. Yes. You have heard my story. Cold hamatan. That you cover yourself like this. I will pray till my sweat will soak the German floor like this, as if they poured water on it. Tarrying power, tarrying grace, tarrying power. And then my heart began to enlarge. Men are not big and bogus in the natural. You are big and bogus in the spirit. A season will come. People will wonder, how have you survived this period of your life? I didn't know. There is a period that people will wonder, how did you survive it? Even if they ask you, you can say many things. But you cannot say, it is that thing, that strength you gathered, that's what kept you. It strengthens your character, strengthens your will. I'm telling you, if your will was not strong, you would have collected that thing. They have strengthened you small. Guess what? More is coming. So you have to be strong to follow the path that God has ordained for you. I want you to pray for some minutes. Emmanuel, this one you appeared. Maybe God needs you to be involved in this matter. Do you know where you are going? You don't know. I'm not sure you are supposed to be in this prayer. Do you know where you are going? You know. I know those big things you are telling me. We will know now. Is in prayer. The way somebody prays, that man you always post his picture, they almost shot him how many times in the bush. He's on microphone, he's doing compresses and everything. Inside the bush is quarter. My brother, that is for the packaging. So that the gospel will be acceptable to everybody. But where the thing is cooked,
was 12 years old and started organizing crusade. He is still there till now. He is almost 56 or thereabout. That means he has spent almost 50 years and he is there. My brother, is not luck. There is nothing like luck in this one. Their principles is carrying power, carrying grace, carrying strength. There were people that started, some of them started better. The people said some people started with him and did miracles, did all kinds of things. They disappeared. There was no carrying power. There was no carrying grace. Their light and fire fizzled in a moment. They were no more heard about. Their testimony was like the one of Saul. He said it seemed as if Saul was not anointed. Anointed people don't die like this. There was no strength. No strength to strengthen his character. In Saul's case, it was character. He was interested in people's opinion as against what God is saying, so that he will appear good before people. I want you to cry. I don't know where you are going on. But if you receive strength, you will look at your life seasons after now, and you will know there was a strength that held you up, that you couldn't explain how you passed through that season of your life and became who you are. If you don't have this story in your life, then God will not help you. Pray for, we don't have time, but I have a problem. I want you to finish well. I want you to finish strong. The days are getting more perilous. It will not get better, but for the saints that understand the principles of the kingdom, it will seem as if what Satan is doing is not affecting them. Pray for the next 3 minutes. Ask him to increase my strength, oh God. If you face the day of adversity, your strength is little. Yeah.
is a demand that is made on people exclusively in seasons when it has become obvious that the vessels that God needed to use are few. Are you with me? Then the very few available vessels, the demand of God will increase upon them. So the labors that many people would have executed will fall upon just a few people. And it so happens that the plans and purposes of God must be accomplished, and sometimes in a given time frame. One of the implications of that is, if God intended to move in our generation and there are not enough verses to prosecute his agenda, the very few verses that is available, he begins to use them and assign them, give them assignments that is beyond the normal quota that they should have had, because many people defaulted in their assignments. Many people ran out of course. Many people have shifted from the focus, the emphasis. They have lost it. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
So the challenge with that is, according to the scripture, he spoke about a certain group of people. He said, to him that has, more will be given. To him that has not, the one he has will be taken away from him. And the scripture began to show us that when you show yourself faithful in some certain assignments that God has delegated to you, the reward he gives you is not car, is what? More assignment, more responsibilities. And the implication of that is that the demand to what it takes to fulfill that assignment will have to change. Because this is what should have normally be done by five people. But because there are no verses to use, so God is placing on you the demand. You need to know why. I need to explain to you why the demand is coming on you. And God is not willing to lower his expectation. And his works is time-based and season-based. The Kairos is now. And God is looking for a few that has positioned themselves properly to benefit and to be used in his plans and in his agenda. And he looked, there are not many. So he gave the few, and even collected from others that don't know what they are doing, collected from them, and is giving to many. Have you not noticed? You are young now, but the way God is dragging you know you are moving beyond. It is because of something. You need to ask question. Well, one of the reasons is because there are mantles littered everywhere, and when mantles are littered, don't look at the mantles. You know, the mistake my generation make is that when they see mantles, they look at mantles. Don't look at mantles, look at assignments. It is assignments that require mantles. Why do you need mantle? It's assignments. So when people pick up new assignments, then there is a need for them to be properly equipped with what it takes for them to what? Deliver. So this is the challenge. You are now burdened with what 1,000 people should do. Have you not seen the way we pray? Sometimes we pray as if we are praying the prayer 1,000 people should pray. Should I tell you the truth? It is actually so. But many people are not praying. They are depending on your prayer. I have told you people before that the scope of the workings of God is beyond what we think. Such that some of the things we do here affects the whole of the body in general. There is a quota that we call it is the prophetic quota that you are supposed to supply. I mean, many things will go wrong if you stop praying the way you are praying, and if you look at your prayer simply because it simply as an end to a means, like maybe working in power, maybe working in anointing, you have missed it. It is the oil that makes the whole system work. And if you reduce on your tempo, then a lot of things will go wrong in the juggernaut that God has put in place. That is why he needs, in fact, he even puts more pressure on you to pray, because his plans depends on your prayer. Imagine what happened in this lockdown. Many people's prayer life and altar went awful. He died literally. I need to ask you, how will God continue to push forth his agenda if there are no men hidden in places? Is groaning, and once he finds you and he notices that in your territory he needed 1,000 people that should groan, and and he's only 10, what will happen? He will carry the weight of 1,000 people, and what? And then you say, I can't do it. You made a mistake. On that day, you have to make a cry. That is why we began to teach this. Because it has become obvious that even though we say we will be many, we are not many. We want to be many, we are still praying to be many. But it has become obvious that we are not many. Do you know what it takes to gain alignment? Do you know what it takes to come to a place where God will decide that this one now will be a vessel through which I will begin to manifest my agenda? It is not easy for God to conquer your way, to begin to knock many things in your life into shape. Man is very strong. Very, very strong. I know, because I'm strong. And I knew what it takes God to conquer people like me. Sometimes it will take me to the north just to conquer one thing. I'm that strong. We'll be traveling on the road, I'm still strong. And then it takes me to the north and then puts you on the sand and then conquers you. When you come back, you are now another person. As you are looking very gentle, you are very strong. Because strength, as I will show you, is not in outward appearance. Real strength is manifested in the furnishings that is inside of you, the inner man. That is where real strength is. I will show you a little about somebody like Samson. I know, have you that book of stories? They drew Samson and he has, you see, massive, he's Jimmy. Where is the gym now? Doc. In my own opinion, Samson might be like this guy. He might be like me. So that when you see him, you will ignore him. It's true now. Because the way they are trying to catch him, it is obvious that he's not physically imposing. If he's physically imposing, at least they will ask questions twice. If it's somebody like Goliath that appeared, you will ask questions, is it not true? But Samson is small. But inside of him, he needed to be small so that it will be obvious that something is working. There are many things that needed to be done in your campus. People are running around. The problem with people is that they think it's by running around. It's not by running around. It's by finding out where God is and staying there. It will be obvious. It will be obvious that you are correct. The one of the greatest proof that a man is correct is ceaseless grace. Effortless grace, ease. Once you start losing ease, something is very, very wrong. That means you have shifted. No matter how much people clap for you or whatever, how bogus that thing is, then you are wrong. And I hope you people know that there is a topic we are teaching. And I just did introduction last week, and I was praying in the night, and the Lord came and told me this. I woke up and I felt something in my spirit. I was trying to decode it. I tried 1 hour, nothing. I was praying normally, but I noticed I was not making progress. I have to kneel down. It was when I groaned for 1 hour, then I was able to touch the substance of the matter. As soon as I picked it, God was able to interpret to me by the spirit of understanding what is happening. And then I realized that there is a fresh demand, that men lay hold on strength. Because the days that is coming, we put pressure, you know. It will put pressure. It's not reducing. Your family put pressure. Marriage put pressure. Job put pressure. Business put pressure. Ministry put pressure. All of them on you. And you are not expected to be say because of this one. Hey. Your strength is little. That is the verdict. Your strength is what? There is nothing we can do for you. And the days that men laid hold on strength, you were there and you didn't do anything. What will you do? What will you do today that the call has been made for men to lay hold on strength? Because God has seen the future and he has seen the things that is about to come. And he has shown us the way. This thing I'm telling you, people will start noticing it. It is still coming, no? It's not yet now. But God showed us on time. This one, I'm telling you, go and write it. Many pastors will not understand this ministry. They will be in disillusion because very soon they will be asking, why are we even doing this? Many things will start happening. People will continue to follow the trend, and it's not because they want to. Their convictions will be eroded by the erosion. There is a comatose everywhere. But them that are strengthened inside, the things that is in them will be bursting forth in those seasons. It will not get lesser, it will get stronger. And then beyond that, the assignments that will be coming on us, I have seen it. I've seen it, that God will take many assignments from many people and give to you, because they are not ready, because they are not doing what they are supposed. I have seen it that the few that have kept themselves, because the demand of the spirit of might is a lot of consecration. Speaking about a man like Samson, the scripture spoke about him. He said that even before he was born, they gave him the rules of his consecration. The scripture said that he was a Nazarite. So for the spirit of might to come on you, when you see a man consistent, it is not because he was doing many things, it was because he kept to some rules of the Nazarite according to the old order. In the new order, there are consecrations he has. Are you with me? Those consecrations kept him constant, consistent, and continuous. The Nazarite, they said, don't touch alcohol. That is from the natural order. But for the man that is consistent, there are things he is not doing that you are doing, and they are not bad. There are things he is not doing, you are doing it, and those things are not bad. They are not sin. Some of them are even good. But for the Nazarite, it has become anathema. For the Nazarite, for the one that wants to be consistent, the one that wants to shepherd the strength and capacity to stay strong to the end. If you see a man that stays strong to the end, that man has many rules. His life is very strict, very disciplined, such that many things people can do in ministry, do in life, is not sin. But that man can do it. He can't. It's not because he's a sin. Meanwhile, in this day that we are, many of them are saints. I heard that there is a program that have started. Please, don't come and sit under me and go and watch that thing. That means you are wasting what I'm doing here. You can continue. Maybe next year we will continue with you. Continue watching it. That thing is one of the highest authors of immorality in this Africa, not Nigeria, you know. One of the highest authors. People don't know the shape of the spirit realm, and they allow their heart loose. And you need to know that the principal dimension of the strength that I speak about is in the heart. If you are weak in your heart, you are weak. Oh. For example, look at Aaron. Aaron is bigger than me. That means he is stronger than me in the heart. Maybe so. But he's big now. See his broad shoulders. That's how many people looked at themselves. They tell Satan, I am here. Satan now finished them. Because what they don't know is that strength is inside. Is inside. And weakness is inside. Weakness is not outside. I'm telling you that even if you are feeling weak outside, check inside. Are you weak? If you are weak inside, then you are weak. If you are strong inside, don't worry. Just continue tending the strength that is in. Be tending it. Very soon, it will conquer the weakness that is outside. But if weakness is inside and you are still doing like this, don't worry. Very soon, that weakness that is inside, we overshadow the one that is outside, because a man is really weak inside or strong inside. What people don't know is that those high places where they seek expression is inside. When they come, they weaken your heart, they weaken your resistance to many things. It's not as if you did anything, but when you finish, try it. When you finish watching that thing, your resistance to immorality reduces by 90%. Go and do it. when you see people do it, you will not be offended. Before, he used to offend you, but he's no more offensive because your weakness has reduced. When you want to preach to people to be born again, there are certain things you can't say now. I hope you know that there is a kind of life that you live. There are certain things you can't preach. You don't know. There are people that sculpted messages for the body of Christ simply because of the weaknesses, secret sin and secret life, secret things they are doing inside. They now find a place, concocted it in the scripture and began to teach it as a doctrine. It is their weakness that empowered that doctrine. Take away that weakness now. Take it away. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Take it away and then you will be strong inside. Every man that walked in the spirit of might had consecrations that the normal man doesn't have. He had it. You are not aware. There are things he doesn't do. There are things he doesn't do, and there are things he does. And it doesn't matter how much pressure you put on him, he will never succumb to it. Because he knows that his power is in consistently keeping to those things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God will begin to look at somebody. Don't take a call. Some of you, God can tell you, reduce on something. Reduce on. The reason why he's trying to tell you reduce on something is so that you will keep your spirit consistent. You go and see, you will know. I'm not saying movies are not bad though. Sometimes I watch, but there is a way you watch movie, you will know that something has gone down inside of you. You wake up in the night and shouted, nothing is there. Try it. There's a way you stay in social media. You come out, they give you mic, you be dry for 1 hour. Is it sin? No. The thing is eroding something inside of you. You are not aware. For the man that wants to be consistent and finish strong, he cannot gist with everybody on the way. There are people that will visit you, pastor. Pastors. Pastors, those people, they can gist community gist. I know. Somebody can visit you in the office and keep you from morning till evening. At the end, when you finish, you are drained inside. And you now pick Bible to go and preach. I know this thing. That's one of the first things I learned from my father in the Lord. If you sit with him talking and he notices you are draining him of energy, he will dismiss you. But if he notices that you carry energy and there is current, if you want to go, he will keep you. Wise men, be wise. There are days you meet somebody, ask them, sometimes intent. We came the other day, and suddenly this young man touched something here, and then something came in. The energy that came there, we tended it for about 1 hour. We are tending it, it was increasing. That was why it was easy for you to pray in the afternoon, because something is already being tended in your heart. The reason why people do this is that they just keep, I have a time of prayer. When do you pray in the night? No, not you. By two. Imagine if you watched, which one do you want, like Telemundo, till 1:30, and then you rush up to pray, you will struggle for at least 30 minutes to gather your thoughts. Do you know how much it takes to gather your thoughts? As you are still praying, you will still see the man that shot the last bullet. And then you close your eyes and the thing within is the Holy Ghost. No, the man is struggling to banish many thoughts. We know that thing. We know it. We have been there now. Yes, now. So many times, 30 minutes as you are leading prayer, you are trying to banish things. Me, I know. Oh, let's not tell them, but we know. We are practitioners. we know. You are trying to buy many things during the day, many things that happen, many things you are trying. But imagine when where you have kept your heart consistent. Brother Lawrence, the Carmelite monk, calls it the practice of God's presence. You kept your heart at a particular plane. You kept your heart, you kept your heart, you kept your heart. Have you not wondered why is it that every day I come, the same thing, every day I come? It's not luck. It's not luck. Oh. There is a way to keep. It is better to be consistent than to scatter everywhere today and then be cold water tomorrow. You have not benefited anybody. It is better to have one. And we know that any time we come on you, you will what? Deliver one. Than to deliver five for us. And then tomorrow when we meet you, you don't have one to deliver. Then something is very, very wrong. That one will not help us to go anywhere. In the seasons when God wants to do things fast and there are not many things, many people to use, He begins to put the spirit of might on many men. I'm telling you. Do you know what the spirit of might? Many people have asked me, they said, how were we able to do this fast? And then I began to tell them that is the spirit. I didn't tell them, but that there is a spirit of might. When it comes on you, when it comes on Samson, the scripture said that he killed 3,000 people. That is the job that at least 1,000 people should do. That is what one person did. What came on him? Might. I used to tell you people that when you groan the way we groan, you achieve a work of 10 years in 3 months or 10 months. Sometimes 3 years is done in 3 months. That thing that is being compounded in you is the spirit of might working. Let me tell you. It can take, by normal processes, it can take 10 years to work humility in you. You don't know how hard you are. People can even say you are humble, but you are not. It's possible. Yes, no. In fact, watch it. If people are saying you are humble, watch it. Most times you are not. From experience, I've known. Because what most people do is that if you come and tell me I'm humble, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. I'm more impressed by the opinion of the Holy Spirit. Now, people can tell you it's good and it can be true. But when people are saying it, they don't really know you. It's the Holy Ghost that knows you. Sometimes you don't even know yourself. And this is the challenge. If they start telling you you are humble, you now believe. How do I say? You now start defending your humility. You don't know. And you can go to any length to defend your humility. Is it not the way they believe? That's your disciple. That's the way. There is a way they believe. So that you will keep your sanctimonious and everything. Is even here we started praying and doing you like this. It's like this you used to move. If he enters this tent, he enters like this. So that he will not violate. Are you with me? You are doing many. You are. The problem with people's opinion, even on things that are good, is that you can defend it in the flesh, and on that day it has lost its potency. You are afraid sometimes, what will people say if they see me do this? No, be so. And sometimes there is a prompting in your heart to do it, but because they have already known you as sister, you can't do it. On that day, what you are defending is a reputation of whatever it is. I don't what, just take one thing, put the name there. You have robbed it of his power. But if he's the Holy Ghost, when he walks it inside of you, the unlikeliest of places, you will manifest humility. The unlikeliest of places, you will manifest strength of character. In the unlikeliest of places, you will see that there is no greed in you. In the unlikeliest of places, you will notice that you have patience, you have perseverance. in the unlikeliest of places, circumstances, you will forgive, you will endure, you will show love. I'm telling you, you will even shock yourself. There are days the Holy Spirit has worked in your heart. You are not even aware that this day you have started working in your heart. You used to think, is it not true? There are days you used to think you are an angry person. Me, my temper is like this. And then something happened. You are not angry. Sometimes you want to go and collect back your anger because you used to boast with it. If I'm angry like this, everywhere will spot. But the Holy Ghost has what? Collected it. And then you come out, somebody, you want to be angry. You cannot, you try, you cannot. That day, that one is authentic. That one, take it anywhere, it can last. And most times it happens where nobody knows, nobody sees. Where if you react, it will be right, it will be just. It will happen that day, and you didn't do anything. And you wonder why I didn't even do anything. It is the Holy Ghost. Anyway, for the meantime, one of our senior ACOs, when we did youth service, said you can fake it till it becomes real. You know what he meant? You can be doing fake humility until you get the original one. Even though I don't believe in it, but he said some things will spoil. Are you with me? There are some things that can spoil. There are some things that can be going well. People, when people are thinking you are good, until one day you realize God will not help you. But as you are doing it, be seeking real help. But if you ask me, I will say you go to the Holy Ghost straight. So that if they help you, you will know you are helped. There is something they will take away from you like this. You will know. You will know and you know. Sometimes you wake up and try to do that thing, you cannot. Try to do it, you cannot. That day the Holy Ghost has helped you. You see, in these last days, many people will give themselves to, you will see immorality, you will see many people, they will turn against Jesus. The spirit that is released in the last days is the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit that is released in the last days is the spirit that makes men turn away from the kingdom, turn away from good things, turn away. And most of them, it's not as if they intended. It is just that their strength was eroded. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can come to a meeting and they will pray, and people fall on them. And then wait for them 1 year later. Have you not won? Their convictions will be eroded, not because they want to. Do you even know what will happen to you if you get married? Something as good as marriage, is it a bad thing? I don't have experiential knowledge. Are you with me? I heard is a beautiful thing. Am I correct, Bishop? Yes, so it's a beautiful thing. Do you even know what will happen? Do you know what will happen if you go to youth service? And you go there, there is no service. I mean, network. Nothing. So you can't connect to bed banks. You can't do anything. And then as you are there, the messages you stored on your phone spoil. And they now did another lockdown, so you cannot travel to somewhere at Enugu to go and repair your phone or buy another one. So you are like that for 3 months. That's how many people backslided. Do you know how many people met me and told me that they have started masturbation and fornication? Everything that was wrong with them have started back. They thought they were, you understand this in you.
They thought they were man of God until they locked them inside like this. They lock you inside. You will now realize that you have not yet been strengthened inside. For the man that have received strength inside, if they lock you inside, you will get better. You will what? You will get better. What is inside will now be blossoming. You actually need that time so that you will nurture it. Don't lock people like me inside though. If you lock me inside, just give me Bible. Give me jotter. Eh? And then pen. I will not talk to you. If you like, lock it for as long as possible. I will not notice that this world is existing. And there is a way I will do it. If I do it first day, second day, third day, by the fourth day, we will change realm. And the people from that realm will be more than the people from this realm. I will lose consciousness of this place. And in those days, some of the time, some of you don't notice, if I come up, there is another glow that comes on my face. There are things we see, we can't say it all. We can't share all our, no. You won't believe it. It will not help yourself. But I need to tell you that there is a place like that. So when you get to that place, what do you want outside? The reason why you are checking the words, they prayed 1 hour, you are checking the words, there are things you have not encountered. If you know that if you groan and tarry for 12 hours, that Jesus will appear and sit down and teach you for another 6 hours, will you go? It's because you are not sure. There are things you need to test. Say, test the glory. When you test it, it will make you to come back for something higher. What have you tested, sir? That's why you need to test. That's why we expose people to some things. When you expose people to some, that's what we exposed you to. And then you wanted more. Small, they're not dragging you. It is a bait. When you test the foretaste of glory divine, then you will seek for more. Have you seen angels before? If you are sure that if you pray for the next, is the least though. If you are sure if you pray for 6 hours that they will appear and begin to teach you things, what will you do? Huh? It's because you are not sure. That's why you can't stay. That's why you say we pray for 1 hour. Me, I don't check time. I check the movements in the spirit. When I've set the coordinates, I will now know what to do. When I wake up in the night, I don't say I will pray for 1 hour or two. No. But as soon as I wake up, the spirit will set target for me. We don't stop until we meet the target. And the target is not a natural target. It will come like a small point in your heart. As you are pushing, you know you are going towards it. When you hit the point, it will seem as if you came to a large place in the spirit. It seems as if your spirit is released. And then you can come out. Sometimes it happens in 1 hour, 30 minutes. Sometimes it happens in 6 hours. I woke up to pray by 11. I prayed till 8. That's when I was able to touch what I needed. When men are taught these things, you will finish strong. Satan is not motivated that you went to Okofia and said, "Help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Holy Ghost. Pastor, this is my father." This is He is not moved by that thing. He will wait for you. He is a patient one. Do you know Jesus? The scripture said he left for that season. Maybe when he came the first time, you are doing blah, 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 blah. He will come again and then test. And then he will come again and then test. And those days it was coming last year, you were strong, now no be so. It has become obvious that you lack the capacity to combine two things. Yes, you. And the day will come where you need to combine three. Anyway, you are young. What if you marry now? And then you are doing business or working and doing ministry. And you are combining the three of them and you are supposed to be effective. They will use you for dinner. pray for 1 minute. Ask the Holy Ghost strengthen me. The days will not become less. That will be strengthened with might in the inner man. Up in the next 10 minutes. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 27. If you are there, say amen. Scripture says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from him? I hope you understand what this man is saying here. Hast thou now known? Hast thou not heard? In case you don't know, have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is what? Weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now verse 29 is where we are going. He giveth what? Power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he what? God is a specialist in this. God is a specialist. There are seasons in your life when it will come. In fact, it will be more rampant. That it seems as if you are despondent, discouraged. It seems as if the labor is much on you. It seems as if the demand is much on you. If you have not felt the burden much on you, as if you can't bear it, then God have not taken you seriously. When God starts taking you serious, it will seem as if you are in the race against time. That is when a man needs to be strengthened with might. And this scripture is trying to tell us that God specializes in it. That is why anytime I come to pray, sometimes you would have heard me say that I feel the strength of 1,000 men. You have heard it. It is true, because the work that needs to be done is a work that 1,000 people need to do. And sometimes it's even larger than it. The strength of 1,000 men. Sometimes that's what it means for you to accomplish the work in your family. Eh? Sometimes it took 4 generations of iniquity and wickedness to bring that thing that you need to supply new energy in the territory. Are you with me? This is beyond causes or not. No. There is an energy that is in the territory. You need to remove them and bring the life-giving energy as a result of the work of the Holy Spirit in you. When you pray, it's beyond getting things done, be breaking causes. No. You are trying to change the charges. There are charges in the atmosphere. How do you know? Have you come in a place where there are charges in the atmosphere? There are people you meet, they are charged. Is it not true? You have not met them. Very soon you meet them. Some of them are ladies. They are charged. Say charged. Some of them go and charge themselves and come on your behalf.
That's why you cannot afford not to be charged. Do you know why I'm always charged? So that if somebody is charged, eh? Are you with me? This man understands. So that if you are charged, it will not touch me. It's not when they are charged and they come, you now start praying, they will carry you. It's like this water will carry you and go. You need to be charged. If we are not charged, we would have gone even before we have started. I'm telling you the truth. A lady came to my prayer meeting those days and came with, you know, this spaghetti hand. And the lady is well endowed. I'm telling you. So when we started praying, she fell under power. And I said, nah lie. This one no be power. I know you are a holy guy, so you don't want to hear. These are principles. If you like, be Pope. If you like, be whoever. If charged elements come around you, you'll be charged too. You'll be charged by what charged them. The only way to survive is what? Some of them will come and say, lay hands on me. They will tell you, you are a man of God. I've noticed the grace of God that is upon your life. They will extol you to high heaven. Me, as a default, when a lady starts doing that, that's the end. I will never, as you're saying it, I'm running away. Because 70% of the time, they are charged beings. They are charged. So when I saw the lady running on the ground, I knew that what made her fall was not the Holy Ghost. I escaped. And then I told another lady to go and help her. As the other lady went to go and pray for her, she removed the lady's hand. That's where we found out that these are charged. They are charged. May you not encounter charged person without being charged. The seasons we are coming into, you will encounter many things, encounter many people. People you are seeing on the road, in the hospital, everywhere. Some of them are not human beings. They shake you, your body change. They talk with you, you receive loss that was not there. There are people, anytime you cannot explain it, anytime they talk to you, something comes on you. Loss comes, something happens to you. I need to tell you that they are child elements. You need to be strong inside of you. When they come, they'll be releasing it, the thing will be bouncing. They'll be releasing it, it will be bouncing. They'll be releasing it, it will be bouncing. The reason is because you are strong inside. The days will be more wicked. Very wicked. When I mean by wicked, I mean inside your fellowship leaders, president, fellowship, treasurer, everything. They will speak in tongues and tie her scarf. Eh? You are not with me. You will trust the lady and then she will carry you to hellfire because you are not charged. You are not strengthened on your inside. You took your life for fancy. You didn't know that the days you have entered has placed more demand on you. You need might. This one is not just anointing. Anointing is good, but might is a different thing. It's a stronger thing, in my own opinion. Might is when you bring strength like this, you compound it. That's what was on Samson. He will look at a city gate, bring it down, carry it on his shoulder and climb the mountain to show you what is at work in him. You know, when you bring something, it's easier to bring the thing down from the mountain. Not for Samson. He will bring it and carry it up to the mountain. His might. The things you are able to do, people will wonder, how are you even doing what you are doing? I'm telling you what I've experienced. People will look at you and consider you the way you are physically. They will not the might, the strength that you have tossed in the spirit.
They will wait for you for 1,000 years to backslide and fall. You are growing from strength to strength.
The scripture testified about a certain of them.
Give me one, let me fly.
The scripture testified about a certain of them in the book of Psalms chapter 84. He said that when they pass through the valley of Baca, there is a valley called Baca. That valley called Baca is the real name is Money. It's the place of sadness. It's the place of sadness. It's the place of disappointment, despondence, sickness. Dog, sickness will not reduce. Worse than the one we have will come. Men need to be strong on the inside. They say when they pass through the valley of Baca, do you know what they did? They made it a wellspring of life. They made it sweet. They made it joy. Where sadness and mourning is, when you are there in that place, you are carrying something stronger than the elemental manifestation, environmental despondency. You know, the thing is in the atmosphere trying to catch the faith of men down, to take the pace of their engagement in life and in the spirit. But you carry your own atmosphere. There is a valley called Baca, and when men pass there, the testimony of the strength they have in God will remain manifest. There is a valley called Baca, and the seasons we have entered is showing us that it's becoming more rampant. Men will fail, though. Many anointed men will fall. You will see that anointing will disappoint them. But when you are strong in the spirit, the things that God has put upon your life will be sustained by a power that works inside. He said that every one of them moves from strength to strength as they appear in Zion. It means that the first port of call when men appear in Zion is to put on strength. So if strength have not come into your being, then it was not in Zion you appeared. We didn't know where you appeared. When a man appears in Zion, the first thing that comes for him is strength. They move from strength to what? Strength. Anytime they appear, strength and more strength in Zion, they appeared before the Almighty One. And they climb the hills, and it is obvious that the spirit that energizes them is the immortal spirit, the one that never dies. The scripture testifies. He said that the Lord our God, he never fainted, neither is he weary. There is a testimony about him. He gives strength to them that are faint, to them that are weak, to them that are despondent. He sees it sometimes when generations ask, where is our God? You will be strong enough to lift the banner high. As long as you are around, they will never question, where is our God? Because there is a strength in you. You cannot explain your capacity to stay by anything that is natural. There is no way in the natural men can give accreditation to what is at work in you, the Holy Ghost. Strength to strength. Every one of them is Zion. When they appear, a new layer of strength is imparted, and then they grow another layer, and then they grow another layer, and then they grow another layer. A season will come. The possibilities and things are able to surmount. A normal man cannot surmount it. Men will ask you questions. They will say, how did you survive? How have you been growing? Is it in this season that men felt that you grew? They didn't know.
Have you heard of the Garden of Gethsemane? The scripture testified in the book of Hebrews. He said that Jesus groaned and he cried and raised a strong cry to him that he is able to save him. He said he was dead in that he feared. That place that he had that victory, the scripture testified that he called his disciples and said, why no one's with me for an hour? Three times he made that call, what's with me for an hour? This man, we are not able to stay with for an hour. Have you
wonder why they are not following what we are doing.
There is no sense in that.
For 3 times 1 hour,
until Jesus appeared and said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Only men that have received strength in inner man, they can survive. Oh man, what would the pastor say? My words are heed from God. I tell you, have thou not heard? Have thou not known? The everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to them that are faint, to them that are weak, increased might. Ask him, increase my might, O God, in the next 2 minutes. Shabbat water. Hiya. Thank you.
The three people that the power of God touched. Help me and bring them. You will find them. There will be three. Let me pray for them. Bring this young man. Just keep them here first.